Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fralin. I'm here with the one and only Stephen Reinecke once again, who's will be conducting the NSO Pops with Boys to Men Friday, May 20th and Saturday, May 21st at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Jason. It's a pleasure.
Now, I'm trying to remember the last time we talked. I think it might have been you were conducting Home Alone, or was it Kendrick Lamar? I think it was Home Alone.
Yeah, it might have been Home Alone, because I think we did that after our Kendrick Lamar extravaganza.
Definitely. Before we dive into Boys to Men, give us a quick run through of some of the other sort of, you know, pop artists that you've conducted for, because it's been a couple now.
Oh gosh, yeah. Of course, Kendrick, and did work with Nas. John Legend has been great fun. Steve Martin and his Steep Canyon Rangers, we had a good time with them. Several artists.
I believe you told me that you use the same conductor's wand each time.
That's right, I do. I do. I've got my special one that I use for all of them. My good luck charm.
So you have a little magic from Nas and Kendrick and Steve Martin all stored in that sucker, and now you'll be using it to conduct Boys to Men. How big of a thrill is this for you? When do you remember, you know, hearing their music coming on the scene?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I am super stoked to work with these guys. Well, in the 90s. I mean, these guys were huge in the 90s, and they're still popular today. I mean, a seminal R&B group, and really, you got to think that this is the most successful boy band that came out of the 90s.
they are the highest. Like, I looked it up on the Recording Industry, Association of America. They're the highest selling R&B group of all time. And you think, you think of the boy bands, you know, a lot, you think of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees and all those guys. Boys to Men was the biggest and most talented.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to look at all their number one hits and how long they stayed there. You know, I was curious, so I looked it up too, and they've spent at least 50 weeks in the number one spot, and they're fourth on the list of longevity on the Billboard number one spot, only behind Elvis, the Beatles, and Mariah Carey.
Wow.
And number four is Boys to Men.
That's,
I mean,
pretty,
it's
big.
Wild. Oh, it's huge.
And I believe they did a duet with Mariah Carey. Yeah, One Sweet
they
Day.
Did. Yeah, One Sweet Day, which was a huge hit.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of all these hits, what will we be hearing at Kennedy Center? Do you have the set list all worked out?
We do have the set list all worked out, and it's fantastic. It's, of course, you're going to get all the hits. You're going to get One Sweet Day, I'll Make Love to You, On Bended Knee, End of the Road, Water Runs Dry. There's just, I mean, it's hit after hit, and it's going to be tremendous.
How do you conduct something? Because, you know, you hear NSO and then you hear Boys to Men, you don't necessarily think of them in the same musical realm. But so how do you conduct NSO to Motown Philly, let's say?
Well, it completely works because their music is, it's the type of music that you can wrap a symphony orchestra around it, you know? Heck, I mean, you know better than anybody that we've done these collaborations and experiments with people like Kendrick Lamar, where you think, well, how's that going to happen? How does that work? And it does, you know? But this type of Motown R&B sound, it works really well. You get the horns in there and the lush string sounds, and it's such a great melding of two worlds.
In case listeners haven't kept up with Boys to Men in recent years, they lost the big fellow with the deep voice, right? It's down to three. It's Shawn Michael and Wanya now, right?
That's exactly right. It's
all right.
The three of them.
How much collaborating have you done with them so far in preparation for this? Have you, you know, what's sort of the contact between you guys?
Basically, it's just been working out what the set list is going to be up to this point. We don't get together until the week of the show. So next week I'm in New York right now, and next week I'll be in Washington, D.C., working with the guys, doing some rehearsals leading up to the concerts. So that'll be when we really put it all together, when we're all in the same room live together with the orchestra and their musicians.
Explain sort of how, if let's say someone hasn't come and seen one of your Kendrick shows or Nas or, you know, any of that, explain how epic this is going to be to hear a song that they've heard sort of in one way on the radio, but now with an entire orchestral accompaniment behind them. Like, explain just the goosebump-inducing epic nature of this.
Well, that's true. I mean, because when we do these collaborations, it totally is just that, a real collaboration. The NSO isn't just sitting there as like a backup band. We add our own element to the sound of the music to enhance it. So you get all of the standard sounding, especially their incredible vocals from Boyz II Men, and a few of their musicians, their rhythm section. But then, you know, like I mentioned, you add all those lush strings in there, and you know, it just becomes something rather epic.
You mentioned there's like a couple pieces that you guys add your own little flavor in there. Are there a couple that come to mind on certain tracks?
Several of them, but also we have some that just actually feature the orchestra. As a matter of fact, we do an instrumental version with just the orchestra of One Sweet Day.
Wow.
And Your Home Is in My Heart. And we also have an overture that's kind of so you'll really get to tell then exactly what we're doing. But on everything, you'll notice a big difference with the NSO added to it.
That's so awesome. Do you have a particular one you're looking most forward to?
End of the Road has always been one of my favorites, as well as Water Runs Dry. Those are two of my top ones.
Awesome. Is there anything else before we go that I'm leaving out?
Well, I know this concert is selling really, really well, and I just found out this morning that we have less than 250 tickets left. So if people want to go to this, they should hurry up and go to the National Symphony Orchestra or the Kennedy Center's websites and get tickets, because there's only a couple hundred left.
Awesome. Steven, thanks so much. We're going to try to get a member of the actual group, too, to talk to us.
Awesome.
So it'd be nice to hear from them and from you. But thanks so much for taking the time. We loved getting to talk to you. And we'll see you out at the Kennedy Center.
Sounds good, Jason.